Welcome to In Game Chat for Saturday, August the 20th, 2022. It is season 16, episode 28. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
Welcome to the show. Five episodes away from the big 700. Whatever. Then we'll be 100 shows away from the big 800, or 50 from the 750, or 25 from the 720, whatever you want to, whatever.
Yeah, we celebrated 500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
And usually you don't touch that again until 1,000.
Yeah.
The big ones. I'm not sure why 500's big.
Nice round number.
I suppose.
It's like a,
it's not really round. I mean, it's, you know, it's a round.
Even.
Yeah.
Nice and even. It's got like a, there was a time in the Hall of Fame, if you got like 500 home runs, you're like an instant shoo-in
for
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I know.
There's something to the number 500.
But it's like, what about when he does it for the 600th time?
He was already a lock at 500, so yeah, that's good.
I suppose.
Unless you did something really dumb.
But we're not baseball, so what does it mean to the fact that we're about to hit 700 and we celebrated our 500, you know?
Yeah.
So why aren't we, doesn't matter.
Because it doesn't sound as good. It's not as marketable.
The bigger question is, why do I contemplate this right at the beginning of the show?
Because that's part of our charm.
Oh, charm, is it?
Yeah.
That's charm. Got it.
Yeah. Like the mistakes we make, the bloopers we have. We ought to make a compilation.
The whole
reel
show's
all that.
A blooper.
Yeah, that's right, man.
It's all a mistake. It all was a mistake. 695 mistakes so far. Working on 700.
And that means we're consistent.
Welcome to the show. While I'm doing the show, I'm actually playing a game on my iPad right now.
Multitasking.
It's my word game, and I'm trying to get all my stuff. It's not crossword.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little app called Not Words, KNOTWORDS.
I've yet to play that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You may not be a word guy. I don't know if you are.
No, I mean, I play Wordle every now and then. I just make wild guesses, and sometimes they pay off.
Yeah, it's not really a Wordle thing, but I mean, it'll show you how to play. I'm not about to try to explain it to everybody. It's absolutely free, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for it and have a lot more puzzles unlocked, but I'm playing the free version, and I get two puzzles every day to play.
Mm-hmm.
10 puzzles per month outside of that. I could have more, but I'm just like, I don't need to pay. I'm good just doing two.
Yeah.
It's good enough doing two a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something fun to do. I get nothing out of it other than the success of actually finishing the puzzle. That's it. There's nothing. I have a streak going right now. What is my streak? Hang on just a second. Let me go back to the save and quit. Really? Okay. I am on this because they don't have you signing in. But on my iPad, I am currently on 78 days straight of doing this puzzle. However, if we open up my iPhone, they're the same puzzles, by the way. So if I complete one on my iPad, I just copy the results onto my iPhone. Mm. If I complete one on my iPhone, I copy the results to the iPad. So where am I at? I'm on 87 days on the iPhone. So By the way, if you miss a day, just this is, I don't know why I'm plugging this thing. if you miss a day, you can make it up. It's not, but you need to, if you miss 2 or 3 days, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But if you miss one day and come back to it, they'll say, okay, if you complete this week of puzzles as it goes, then your streak will be regained. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things. If you care about that sort of stuff. My, it's not an OCD thing, definitely, but it is, there is something that tells me I need to, don't miss a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it's there. So anyway, I'm just looking at the, I figured it out. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us and to distract me from playing my puzzle game, you can do that by, well, I was going to say you could call us the, phone. You know what? Just get on Discord. This is just going to force you to get on. I don't know if our phones are working or not. We've had some issues with them.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that was the entire week.
Oh.
I mean, it stayed. We got the phone company out here. They looked at it and finally came to the conclusion that it was not in the phone line itself. So now we're curious about our technology here that that handles all the phone lines and everything else. So
how old is the tech here?
Huh?
How old is the tech here?
The phone system is not that old. The Comrex system is not actually that old.
Okay.
That I know of. Fairly new in that regard. But the power outages that we kept having probably a few weeks back, where we just shut stuff off, turn it back on, shut it off, turn it back on. Basically just imagine turning on your computer and then unplugging it and then plugging it back in, turn it on, and then unplug it again. You know, that's what the power surges were doing here, because you'd flicker and go on and go off. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have that issue. As well, it mainly comes from these two lines, or these first two lines here. But we have somebody on this line right now that we could talk to. I'm going to guess it's Chris, but it may not be. Hi, you're on in-game chat. Who's this? Oh, wait. Are they? Oh.
I was just letting you know, this is the number that they've been using all week, 2587.
25, there it is, 272-2587.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. 272-2587. I got it written down right here. Did not see that posted. No, thank you.
All right, Jay. Hey, Jay, they never mailed that thing out yet.
Okay. Well, I will get in touch. I'll talk to our promotions and find out for you. I'm sorry about that. What's your name? I didn't catch that when you called in.
Mark Kessler.
Mark. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man. And thanks for testing out the phone. So, yeah, 272-2587. I do Wordle as well. Bama Bryan says Wordle is the first thing I do every morning. It's not the first thing I do every morning. It's the first thing I do during the week. Mm-hmm. I'll come in here and sit down with the guys in the mornings and then pop up Wordle at some point and do it. So one of the first things I do in the mornings. So let's see. What else? I did the clap. I did the thing. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now on the webcam. So you can go watch us. If you go to twitch.tv, you can see all the mistakes that we're going to make. And you can also join in the chat room live while we broadcast. We've got Discord here, which works even better for a phone line. It's actually pretty good in that regard. So feel free to call in and talk to us. All right. Ought to jump in and see what we've been playing. You know, why not? Mm-hmm. What have you been doing? What you been playing, RJ?
Clean up in Destiny 2. Just went and saw Xur, which I haven't done in a very long time.
Yeah.
And apparently, I'm guessing the prices went up on everything, because they want 100 legendary shards for some exotics. So if you're trying to unlock some exotics for your thing, it's going to cost a pretty penny. Unless you've been gathering legendary shards up for a pretty long time.
I mean, it happened.
Yeah. So if you're probably in the thousands by now, right? Or well into it.
I'm around 1500.
1500, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can get about 15 yeah. Exotic items.
Yeah, but I already pretty much have them, yeah. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. There was one I was looking for. Basically, I have the, it's the trace rifle for the void element. I forget the name of it, but it fires like the cold heart and the Promethean lens. The other only exotic void weapon I got is the Graviton Lance.
That's a good
pulse
one.
Yeah, it's a pulse rifle, though, so I'm trying to get the trace rifle for it. And now that we have stasis, I'm wondering if there's going to be a trace rifle for the stasis effect.
Is there one? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember if there is one or not.
Yeah, yeah. But then again, I just saw the notice that we're getting the Ark remake.
Yeah. Like
next season.
Tuesday. Well, Tuesday.
This Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday. Yeah. Not next season. Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Which is next season, but yeah. So, yeah, you and I got to play a little bit.
Yeah.
Which we had done before, but you and I hopped on it. I'm so used, I guess, to being on Discord because I backed out of the fire team that we were in, and I kept talking to you.
Yeah,
like, hey, man, it's good. Oh, wait a second. We were talking through the video. We were talking through the games chat version, not Discord.
Yeah, because Discord's.
So then I left the team. You probably heard me talking, and all of a sudden, bloop, nothing. Yeah. And so I had to send you a text and be like, "Ooh, sorry."
Yeah, yeah. It's something to get used to because you've been playing on PC for a while since you stopped playing on PC.
Since
PS4
it
anyway.
Released on PC, yeah. Yeah. So I tried to keep up with both. And honestly, with the cross save available, I guess I could. I don't think I have the same stuff that you have.
Well, the quality would have dropped for you on from what you've been used to, so.
I suppose. I have a PS5.
Yeah, but you're playing on 4, now you're on PC, and PC's pretty good there, right?
It's pretty good, but I mean, Destiny doesn't really take advantage of hardware at this point. They're not upgrading their engine or anything like that. You know, you're not seeing, especially now, consoles have easily caught up with what Destiny can do on PC looks wise, I believe. So I could be playing on 4K, which I'm not playing on 4K on PC because I don't have a 4K monitor, but I could be playing on 4K through the PS5 and playing with you there. I don't think I have all of the expansions and everything else that I need for the game that's on console, because I kind of gave up on that. But the other thing with that is that, you know, they got the cross save and stuff, but the only thing I'd be missing out is the way that you can play the game as far as the mouse and keyboard controls. Like, at this point, if you put a controller in my hand, I wouldn't know what to do other than move forward and press the trigger to shoot. Yeah. And then press the other trigger to aim down sights. But all the other stuff that you have to do, I don't remember what it's all mapped to. My muscle memory for playing Destiny on a controller, much less just a console itself, but playing on a controller, is completely wiped. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is fine. It's no big deal. But we can play together on PC, and that was fun. That was fun to do. That was fun. Did you go any further on that, by the way?
A few story missions here and there from the Witch Queen, finding out little things about what Sabathon has been doing.
Okay.
So basically,
raising that light level?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, as much as I can, really, depending on if I have the upgrade modules for it or not. But Classic gives me enough that I can focus just on that.
Mm-hmm.
But because Legend is not an option.
Too hard?
Not solo. Getting two-shotted, basically. Literally two-shotted on Legendary. But the allure of having a lot more upgrade modules that quickly is what was giving me for me. But I was like, nah, I just have to stick with what I got and do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah,
go through Crucible and
I mean, I wouldn't worry too much about upgrade modules for the moment. I mean, if you're getting blue armor that's better than what you've got, just slap the blue armor on and run with it. You know, wait until you get to a point where, you know, you need to do the infusion type stuff. Where you've created such a build that it's not going to get any better than what you got. That way you don't have to. I mean, set that stuff aside. Don't delete what you like. But just grind yourself up to the max. Then infuse it into your old stuff so that you can use what you want to use.
Well, yeah. Well, the upgrade models isn't just for increasing the light level anymore. It's like used for energy levels and things like that, making sure you get mods put on there. So it's a lot of work to get the armor built up.
Yeah.
And then I have yet to get something masterworked.
Yeah.
Because I still have to get a lot of resources to get to the point so that I can make it a masterwork. So it's a lot of grinding to do, and I need those upgrade modules to do it.
Yeah, that you do.
So, yeah.
That you do.
Yeah.
Outside
of that, I was playing a little bit of Street Fighter V.
Okay.
Getting some rounds in. I know it's not going to be at major tournaments anymore. Well, at least not at Evo. But it's still going to be played a lot until 6 comes out. So
when's that? Is there a date on that yet, or is there a time frame? Do we have?
No, they did release all those characters and whatnot. But let's see right quick. Yeah, they put out the Kimberly and Jury.
Right.
Sure, some other folks are going to be coming out soon. Now it still says 2023.
Okay, next year.
Yeah, sometime next year.
I'm going to guess the spring, probably. Something around March, May.
Yeah. See, when did trying to see when did 5 release? February.
February?
February of 2016.
Okay.
So,
March or May.
Yeah, March or May.
That's my thought. I could be completely
wrong. First or second quarter of 2023.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. If it doesn't get pushed back. But it's probably going to be pushed back.
We'll see how
that goes. Some kind of way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Saints Row comes out on Tuesday as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lethal Migraine mentioned that Saints Row is happening on Tuesday. The brand new one.
A lot of buzz about any buzz about that?
I think more of the I think a lot of the hesitation has gone away from it. A lot of the I don't know if they're doing the Saints Row thing, because there's been more videos out where, you know, they're showing off more of the silly side of the game type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I understood that people were kind of like, I don't know if I like what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel Saints Row-y, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time we saw it, I didn't think that at all. I looked at it and thought, it's Saints Row. You got the Saints, but it feels a little bit. It feels like it's taking itself seriously still. And then they released the character maker thing, whatever it was called, where you could just make your own character that would end up in the game. That was silly and stupid, which is good. You need more of that in your game.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a video that showed off more of the non-serious side of what they're doing, you know? So I think it's still there. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
We'll see come Tuesday. So, but not me. I won't play it. I mean, if it hits Game Pass or something, I might play it then. But I mean, Tuesday is Destiny Day for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be one of those titles where not a day one purchase. It's just going to be wait and see.
Well, right now,
see what the look is, and then later on, when the price drops.
I mean, we're in August right now, so I'm already looking at like what are the things that I'm going to be looking for around Black Friday, and already I'm looking for Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to Horizon, which came out back in, what, February or January, something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that to drop. Saints Row will get a drop of some sort. I don't know how much, but it will likely get a drop as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to look at things like that. If we don't have Cult of the Lamb by then, it might be dropped in price as well. So, but yeah, so that's what I'm looking at. Not necessarily saying that I'm waiting that long for Saints Row. I mean, who knows? But like I said, Tuesday for me is first off, they're doing a showcase on Tuesday in the middle of the day that will show off the next expansion that comes out next year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also reveal some stuff about the new season that is launching that day. Hopefully they'll announce the raid. The raid goes live Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If the speculation is correct, if everything is the way that everybody thinks it's going to go, it's supposed to be King's Fall, the old,
Orcs.
The Orcs, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the only one we did together.
It is.
Literally,
and we did it a bunch of times and played it with the group and everything else. It is one of, if not my favorite raid that I ever did, and mainly because we did it together like that.
Yeah, I think it was me, you, Josh, Matt. Yeah, we had that jumping.
James was there. James was Jeremy there. Was doing it too. Kevin.
Yeah.
I think Kevin played it too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was all of us getting in there and playing those, and it was a lot of fun. And if they're bringing that back, and there's a lot of speculation saying that they are, then that's what I'm prepping for, because I have never done a day one raid. Now, there's plenty of teams that go after the world's first, which means they get the clear, they're the first team in the world to clear the new raid. I'm not going after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to get it done within the first 24 hours of the raid being live. I am currently banking bounties, which will give me XP as soon as I log in, and I'll claim the bounties.
Mm-hmm.
My hunter is full, I can't put any more bounties on my hunter, which actually I think I need to probably delete one. Yeah, maybe. I gotta be careful. See, I've never done this before. I've never banked bounties before. I've never prepped for a new season. I've always just gone through the motions, done the stuff, and then when the new season starts, okay, here I am. But I've never tried to be raid ready as a new season launched. Mm-hmm. And if this is the raid that we get, and I hope that we'll know Tuesday, I'm gonna try and go for that. I gotta get with our clan guys and see if anybody else is gonna be trying to do this. I would really like it if we could. If not, I'll find a team on the LFG thing to see. But I want to see if they're going to do that. Goes live at noon. If that's the case, if it is King's Fall, I'll be putting in half a day and going home to do that. So I can try.
Yeah.
So that's really what I want to do. I want to try. I've never done it before.
Well, I probably won't be able to do it at noon. But if your second or third attempt that day, probably later on. If you're available, on Tuesday.
Oh well, the raid won't start until Friday.
Okay.
The raid goes live Friday at noon.
Okay.
The season goes live Tuesday, I think, at noon.
Okay.
Actually, I say Tuesday at noon. It'll go down and it'll come back up at like, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Yeah. It depends. It's always a delay whenever that happens.
Well, I guess Tuesday will just build up ARC, and then Friday we can get together and see what happens, depending.
Yeah, because I know you're going to have to be a certain light level to do the raid.
Yeah.
You've got to be 1560 to do the raid.
Wow. He's worked, man.
Yeah, so you got to do that. But yeah, I've never done one before. I've never done the first 24 hours, and I would really like to make the attempt. It's an old raid. It's, you know, like I said, it's one that I remember fondly. Because we played it so many times, and we played it together, and everything. I can remember the encounters in my head. I remember everything. I remember the jumping puzzles. I remember the wall that would push you out over the thing into the void. I remember
multiple times.
Yeah, yes. I remember the sisters. We had to do the first. It was like, here's your last encounter. It's the boss room, but first you got to do the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill both of those, and then Oryx pops up, and then you go Oryx, and then you get taken into the bubble where Oryx is there, and you have to fight him there, and then, you know, other people get pulled in while they're trying to do damage on the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can kill the guy inside the whatever the realm is, then everybody gets warped back outside and gets to do a damage phase.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff. I'll need a refresher, but yeah. And I'm sure some mechanics have changed. I'm sure there's differences there. Which is why it's going to take kind of an all-day deal for you to run through it to be like, oh, okay, they made it so you have to do it this way now and not the other way.
Right.
So this is new, this is new, this is new. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to prep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. Currently prepping the Warlock. I'm not going to be using him, but I can put bounties on him and run those bounties and earn what I need to earn for all of my characters.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I did a lot of the Warlock this morning. I'll do some of the Warlock tonight and finish him off, and then I'll do, or her, actually, and then I'll do my Titan, maybe some tonight, probably more tomorrow, and get him up there as well, and I'll be prepared, so, yeah. So Street Fighter for you, and Destiny for you, anything else?
No, that's it.
Yeah, for me, it was just, for me, I played a couple of games. I played, well, I've talked about Destiny, yes. I'm still doing No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody that is... I don't know. If there's anyone in No Man's Sky who can't... I don't know if you can do this in No Man's Sky. Can you, like, fly to me or my planet? Or can I fly to you? Or can you dump something in a bank or something that I can access? Like I need money. I need whatever the units are in the game just so that I can expand my storage capacity of my guy.
Hmm.
He just doesn't have that much space. In a game about space. He doesn't have that much inventory space.
On his person or the ship?
On the both.
On his, oh, okay.
And they can all be upgraded. You can get a brand new ship that has many more places to store stuff. Your exosuit can hold more things. But right now I don't have any of that. It's a slow go.
Mm.
And it just feels like, oh man, this would be a lot more fun if I was able to hold on to more things.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I look at a lot of stuff that I collect and I'm like, I don't know if that's worth it or not. Is this something I need to hold on to for later?
And just in case you need to keep all
that. What is it? I don't know. Exactly. Yeah, it's not going to tell me. It's not going to tell me, hey, this might come in. It tells me what it does, but so far I don't have any use for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, how important is this for when I do have use?
Yeah.
And need this thing? Somebody's going to be like, oh, you're at that stage. Now, do you have this? And I'll be like, I did.
Used to.
I did, like, when I first started, but I sold it. It was a lot of money and I sold it. I don't know. You know, when I got Animal Crossing, now I've forgotten her name. It was Jason oh man, why is that drawing a blank all of a sudden? God, I married the couple and I've already forgotten her name. God, it's one of those moments, man.
Yeah.
One of those moments. Starts with a B. Anyway, she helped me out on Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. She's like, here, come to my island. And here's a bunch of stuff. I was like, oh, good. You got me on my feet. That's great. Got, you know, tools, got tons of money or the bells or whatever it is that Animal Crossing needs. Just lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was nice to have and to get me going.
Yeah.
And to get me started. So if there's a way to do that in No Man's Sky, I would love it. Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel scared just to land my ship on a new planet because it's like, well, crap, I need fuel on my ship. I need to go make fuel to power my ship. And then I need to power the hyperdrive. Then I need to power the thrusters. And there's just a lot of stuff you got to add things to continue to, you know, keep the fuel tanks going, the different fuel that you need, much less your exosuit always needs power. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when you get to a point in your upgrade process, you have to worry about it less and less and less and less.
Yeah.
So, I kind of want to speed that along. I know that's not the point, but I kind of want to speed that along.
It's similar to what happens with Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
That micromanaging survival mode. You have to manage the weight of every item that you have. And you have to worry about your thirst and your hunger and all things like that.
You don't have to sleep. It's not one of those things where it's like, oh, you're tired or, oh, you need to eat or anything like that. It's nothing like that. It's just
But it's still micromanaging.
Yeah, it's your suit has to have power.
Yeah.
You know, and so you kind of have to continue to do that. Brianna Cooper. That's who it was. Mm-hmm. That's who I was trying to make. Yeah. So anyway, that's who helped me out with No Man, or not No Man's Sky, but Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, yeah.
So yeah, I'd like that. So played No Man's Sky. I played Vampire Survivors, which I got a lot further in. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of stuff in Vampire Survivors. That was a lot of fun. I had two really good runs last night. Like back-to-back runs, which I was really, really surprised with. Normally, you get a really good run, at least way back when I was playing. I would get a really good run, and then after that, it was like, you probably shouldn't go any further now. You should probably just take a break from it because that was a good run. Probably not going to have that again. Boom, did it twice. Mm-hmm. With a different character as well. So, mm-hmm. What's the other one that I played? I think it's called Norco.
Okay.
Is it called Norco? Let me see. Yeah. Norco. It's a video game. Mm-hmm. It is a Southern Gothic point-and-click narrative adventure that immerses the player in the sinking suburbs and verdant industrial swamps of a distorted South. And then it cuts off because it doesn't give me any more. South Louisiana. Louisiana. Mm. Yeah. I enjoyed the visuals on it. It is a very much a, here, read this, click this, read this, click this type of thing. And I enjoyed it very much as I was going through there. There's a lot I don't know about it, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, but I'm still going through it. Very chill game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something where you're having to make split-second decisions with or click this fast, do the, you know, it's nothing like that.
QT type stuff.
No. It's reading, it's having a scene in front of you, point and click on different things to learn about something, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm just, and that's what I'm going through. And you sort of, you're, it's all narrative based. So, you know, it's wordy. Mm-hmm. It's extremely wordy, which is why it's really nice to just kind of sit there, enjoy it, read. It's got a nice little soundtrack that plays in the background, which I may have used some music from it before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really, really good there. And I think that is all that I have played. So yeah, I am kind of branching out there. Mm-hmm. And playing more stuff. So Cajun Mist. That's a good one, Baba Brian. Cajun Mist.
That sounds like a mod that needs to happen, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mist does have, they don't, one of the ages in the original is sort of swampy, but not really. Mm. I imagine, I think there was a swamp age in at least one of the, ever how many games they've done, five, six or so. But yeah. So, yeah, that's what I played. That's what I've been playing. Mm-hmm. Okay, who do we have in the chat room there? There's Duke Frugum. Yes, sounds like there was No Man's Sky talk. And if you can help me out, Mr. Platinum to the game, congratulations. I know that put. I know you put in a lot of work to do that, but congratulations on that. He got all achievements for the entire thing on Steam. Which means you have to go through survival mode all the way from front to, you know, from beginning to end. And you got to go through permadeath mode from beginning to end, which he was able to do. So more power to you. I have no desire to do all of that. But I'm glad that you did it. And if you can throw some stuff my way, that'd be great. I mean, it's probably better to let me learn. It's probably much better to be like, no, you need to go through it yourself. You know, and I will. I'll be able to do that. So... right now, I found my second space station, and I think the objective now on the game is to go explore the universe. There's some side objectives for me to do, and I picked up some missions, like take a picture of this, or, you know, scan this, the type of thing. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. But sure. Everything needs power.
Yeah.
Everything needs fuel and power and everything else. And it's these little things I wish I could stop worrying about. So I could handle bigger things. Mm-hmm. But I guess you got to learn the little things in order to do the big things. So 4.5 billion. He's maxed out on funds. Yeah, man, that's a lot. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about, we'll hit on some news here that has come up. We'll talk, hey, that Sega Genesis Mini. Have you seen that?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, all the games that were announced for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I also tried to buy it yesterday. Well, I didn't try to buy it. I was going to do a pre-order for it. And the shipping on the thing was like $25.
Mm-hmm.
Even with like Amazon Prime, it's not free shipping because it's coming from Japan.
It's coming from Japan, yeah.
So it was like $25 on that. It's 100 and some odd. And I was like, oh, that's a no. I'll just find those games elsewhere and put them on... like the SNES Mini or the other Genesis Mini that I have, or something like that. But we'll go over the games list there, and there's plenty of other stuff to talk about as well. Music. Every single track that we're going to have for music today is from the BBC Proms.
Yeah.
BBC Proms have been going on for God knows how many years. It is I don't know how many weeks. It's like a full month or even more. Starts in August, ends in like mid-September or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it is a week of music. You know, it's all orchestra music. And this year they added a games thing. So this all comes from the BBC Proms. It is the London Philharmonic Orchestra doing these. And I can't remember who was the conductor on them. I meant to make a mental note of that, and I didn't. But this is a game called Chronos. It's a different arrangement from Chronos from that you may remember, but it was done for this BBC Proms things by the composer of Chronos. So that's what this is that you're hearing first. The track is 10 minutes long, so you're not going to hear the whole thing, but we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This track is 24 minutes long. So you're getting the early part of it. It's from Battlefield 2042, by the way. Kind of a medley of different things that they put together for the presentation. Yeah, this was an hour and a half. The whole thing was an hour and a half. Maybe close to 2 hours. The other weird thing, I found it on YouTube, and then I never found it again. I found it on YouTube quick enough that I could actually get the audio from it. Mm-hmm. And then later when I went back so that I could parse out, like, okay, this is Battlefield, this is Kronos, this is all this other stuff, I couldn't find the video anymore. I still can't find it. The file name of the audio track that I had was the title of the video, which I have typed into YouTube and still would not show up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was pulled, removed, I have no idea. And how did I get so lucky to find it in one moment in time, I suppose? But yeah, this is from Battlefield 2042. By the way, Zelda's coming up later. That'll be a lot more recognizable for you. Had to include the old Zelda. All right, let's go to, I was going to say the phones. No, let's go to the Discord and talk to folks in there. I see we have Josh in there, and we've also got Chris. His mic is on mute, though. I thought I had mentioned to him to stand by, maybe? I don't remember. Yeah, Chris, if you're there, unmute the mic, and we'll talk to you. Josh, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, man. Well, no, Chris left now.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going with you, man?
Going well.
Yeah, been playing anything recently? Been doing anything? What's going on?
I've been playing Cult of the Lamb lately.
Ah, yeah. See, yeah, we're going to be getting Cult of the Lamb at some point. I'm not sure when. It's okay at the moment because, you know, I talked about this last week where it's not one of those zeitgeist type things. It's not one of those where, hey, everybody's doing this. Let's get on it right now because we can all talk about it and we can all do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. No, it's fine. It's a single player thing. And we can pick it up whenever we want to. So it's not one of those things where you kind of got to be on it. Like Animal Crossing has the whole stock market thing where you do this buy and sell and bells and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's about the multiplayer aspect of it. And the fact that there were so many people doing it when the game launched and that you could go to their island and get stuff or they could help you out and all this other stuff. So that was what it was. Cult of the Lamb, I almost called it Silence of the Lamb. Cult of the Lamb does not have that. And so it's okay to kind of hold off on that, I think. I don't know about you, Josh. I'm sure you're having a great time with it.
It depends a little bit how you're playing the game. If you're streaming it, the Twitch integration of this game is pretty good. So there is quite the incentive to play lots and early.
Yeah, what is the what integration does it have? What does it do? What's the deal with that?
There are basically three different things you can do with the Twitch integration. There's like people can contribute channel points to fill up a goodie bar, basically, that spits out some random rewards every now and then.
Yeah.
Then people can give you a blessing or a curse, basically, for your run or wherever you are right now, like making a follower sick or giving you tougher enemies for a room or stuff like that.
Okay.
But the big thing is basically people can join raffles to become your little cultists and they get to customize the character in the game.
Oh.
And have their Twitch name floating over it.
That's neat. Okay.
That's very neat. Yep.
That is. Now to mention though, that would be, I guess, mainly for what? Well, I guess console players with the exception of what? Switch maybe?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure how the Twitch integration works with anything but the PC.
But
I
the
got
PC,
the game
right?
on PC for that reason.
Exactly, yeah. I figured it's probably easiest on PC. I know you can broadcast Twitch through Twitch from the Xbox and from the PlayStation 5, at least last I checked. It's been a while. But I don't think you can stream from your Switch without going through like a third-party thing, like an Elgato or something like that, or I'm not sure, something. that would allow you to stream.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the game would register that if you're not on PC. Because you have to turn on a special Twitch integration companion app, whatever, for your stream to make it work.
Yeah, we watched three trailers last night for three different games that weren't Cult of the Lamb-ish, but they were kind of in the wheelhouse of whatever that is. There was a game called, and I'm going to mispronounce it, it's R-E-K-A, Reka, Rika, Reka? Basically,
not ringing a bell.
Do what?
It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah,
for me.
Basically, you're a witch in the woods, and you build your witch house in the woods, and you decorate it however you want to decorate it. But you also gather, you know, herbs and different things from the land that you're in, so that you can craft spells and potions and different things like that. It's not necessarily a survival thing. It's just you being a witch in the woods, and you don't really have a lot to worry about.
Is that perhaps the name for Little Witch in the Woods? Because there's a game that sounds pretty similar to that.
I'm not sure. I don't know about that one. But this one, but the name of the game is called R-E-K-A, Reka? Reka? I don't know. You can find the trailer online if you want to see that. The other one that we watched was The Mortuary Assistant. I don't know if you checked that out.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of that.
Yeah, I was... So, we're watching it, and Wendy's all like, oh, this is great. This is. We're going to get this game, and I'm going to watch you play it. And I said, no, you're not. Because it was more of a sense of... Like, when we first watched it, when we first watched the trailer for it, it's got a lot of jump scares, things like that. And I was like, oh, man, okay. Because when it started out, you're just assisting a mortuary. You're doing embalming. You're doing whatever. You're taking care of the dead people. And that part alone, as like a mortuary simulator, I'm down for. Totally. To do all of that. I don't need the other stuff popping in and scaring me from time to time. It's great. I like what they're doing with it. I love what they've had there. And so people who like that are going to enjoy it very, very much. But I just really wanted... Mortuary Simulator, really. So yeah, Wendy looked up like gameplay and stuff. It's like, oh, you got to be fast and you can't. And I'm like, oh God, that's not me. You put a dead body in front of me where I can manipulate and like embalm and do all this other stuff with. I'm gonna take my time to do what I'm doing. I'm not gonna try and rush through it because that's the interesting part to me, not the part of you better do this quick or your sanity's gonna drop and you're gonna get haunted by things. And I'm just like, no.
It sounds like it turns into Outlast all of a sudden.
Yeah, go watch the trailer. It doesn't necessarily, you know what? Oddly enough, I didn't really see combat in the game. There may be, but I didn't really see any kind of combat. I saw jump scares and things like that, but not.
Eternal Darkness?
Something, maybe.
Yeah, maybe like that.
You know, there's plenty of videos online. It came out August 2nd. There's tons of videos and tons of people playing it and doing, you know, it's one of those horror games and people love those things and that's great. I'm glad they do. I just want to work in a mortuary. That's all, and not be haunted. Can I get that? No. The other one we watched, and we don't have any idea when it's going to be released, was Bloody Hell Hotel. I don't know if you've seen a trailer for that yet, Josh.
Oh, is that the vampire one?
It is. Yeah, the vampire one, the very Hotel Transylvania, the game kind of, where you.
And it looked like fun.
It did. Yeah, you decorate a hotel. You bring people in, and then at night you let the vampire out to go take, you know, to go kill the guests, and
you
survive.
The balance between killing guests and earning money with them.
Basically, yeah, but I love the whole aesthetic of it. Everything was really, really good looking. So you know, it was very intriguing, and I loved what I saw of that. So yeah, you know, we're getting closer and closer to spooky season. So
yeah.
Might as well be doing a full month of nothing but music from horror stuff whenever October rolls around. So anyway, do you play anything else or you got anything else going on? Did you want to talk about anything?
Other than that, I've been playing some more Sunbreak. They had a recent update with new monsters and content.
Sunbreak? Oh, is that Monster Hunter?
The DLC for Monster Hunter Rise.
Yeah, just say Monster Hunter because I won't know what Sunbreak is.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But yeah, no, that's what I thought when you said Sunbreak. I was like, I think he means Monster Hunter. I think that's what he's talking about. So yeah, that's still going well, I guess.
Yeah, there's still lots of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah.
And what else? My group finished a long-running tabletop RPG campaign.
Hey, congrats. Those are how long-running would be how long?
We kind of started at the tail end of 2016.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Wow.
It's been a long one.
I know that the campaigns can be long. I get that. I understand that. I know that they can be. But wow, something that started in 2016. And you finally got to the end of it? It's all done?
Yep. We're admittedly pretty slow. We play once a month, tops.
Right.
So other groups would go through that whole campaign. We were playing a lot faster.
But when you play that one time a month, how long is that session?
That's like usually around the 6 hour plus mark.
Right. I would think so. Yeah, definitely. So, well, congrats. That's great.
Yeah, it's nice. We wrapped that up. We are finishing playing the Pathfinder 1 system. And we're moving on to me being the game master and switching to Pathfinder 2 so that our forever GM can take a break.
Sounds like you would need one.
Yeah,
since 2016. Definitely needs one. Yeah. God.
And we also started a smaller side campaign of Warhammer RPG.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about it.
Which plays a lot different.
I would imagine so. I know nothing about it.
It's very gritty.
Hey, it looks like Steve has joined in there. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey, look at that. We got more people on the phone. Well, it's not even on the phones. They're coming in through Discord. This is just, I love this. Mm-hmm. I love it. They sound fantastic, by the way. So, hey, we're coming up here to the top of the hour. You guys want to hang on and come back with us? How much time do you have with us, Josh? How much time do you can you give us?
Plenty of time.
What about Steve? What you got?
I got about 20-30 minutes.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll jump right to you.
Roger that.
And then there's Chris. We'll get to Chris too. Chris, are you there too?
I finally figured out how to get the thing to work.
All right, man. Hang on. We're going to come back with more and talk to these guys on Discord right after this. It is music from the BBC Proms, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, playing The Legend of Zelda. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music, again, from the BBC Proms, the London Philharmonic, doing selections of the Journey soundtrack. That game, do you remember Journey? Did you play Journey?
Never played it, but I remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you want to talk about a game that you need to get on when everybody else is playing it. Mm-hmm. That would be the one, because certain levels you were partnered with somebody else who was playing the same game you were.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had to figure it out, you know. No talking. There was no way to communicate. Mm-hmm. But you both kind of knew what needed to be done and helped each other out and that sort of thing. So really, really cool game there that would do that. But that's music from Journey from the BBC Proms. Anyway, welcome back. Let's jump back into Discord here and talk to...
I'm trying to help.
Okay. See, just mute him for just a minute. I'm not sure what was going on there. He's still there. Okay.
I think he's driving or something.
I think so. I'm not sure what was going on with that.
I could hear him all through the break.
Like, oh, really?
About turning. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, man. Chris, we'll get to you here. Talking to Steve right now. Hey, congrats on platinuming the No Man's Sky.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know if I've run out of stuff to do yet or if it's if that's it for me.
All right, I'll take over your game from there.
No, I'm kidding. There's tons of, like, so the game is set up so that you don't actually, after you get through all those checkboxes, there's the expeditions that you can go through, which you probably saw when you were creating your first game, because you had mentioned that there was like six different ways to start the game.
Yeah.
So it's convoluted a tiny bit. So you do need to start a brand new game to start the expedition. But once you complete the expedition, all those rewards get funneled into your main game.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why they do that is because it's actually almost like a forced multiplayer expedition. So the route that you take, the journey that you do, you have to complete like a set of tasks. And I think it runs live for 6 weeks, I think, 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 8 weeks to basically do everything that is on the expedition list. So that could be, and for this particular one, they wanted to emphasize the freighter, the new freighter update that they had launched. So you start out the game in a freighter, and then you have to repair your freighter, warp your freighter, build a base on your freighter, get to another system, and do all kinds of other things until you get to the end, until you get to a certain system where you've completed everything, and then you get like the final reward, which I think is like a ship. So, and that gets put into your main game. But as you're doing the expedition, you encounter like hundreds of other people, because normally the game is so isolated because there's whatever 18 quintillion.
Yeah, there's a ton of
systems.
Yeah.
You never run into anybody. But through the expedition, it's forced because everybody's going to the same checkpoints, right? Like there's several different jumps you have to make. And on the way, you can actually, people go out of their way to complete the mission and then continue to play in that particular save game to build like bases that help other people. They build like farm systems so that you can actually land and like collect all the plants that you can sell to get money. So it's kind of like almost like a community thing as you're going through the checklist.
Maybe I'll check that out then. I mean, I probably don't have enough time really to do much with it, but I'll still check it out and see. I was curious about that. I've been curious, but every time I think about clicking it, I'm like, you know what? I can make progress on my main without trying to do this other side stuff. And I came in on the expedition, I guess, kind of late. So I don't know, but you know, I'd still give it a shot just to see. What I'm finding is so right now I'm trying to, you know, I can talk to somebody who's played this. I'm learning languages and trying to, you know, I'm talking with, I've opened up two space stations already. I built my teleporter so I can kind of circle around from home base to these two space stations, talking to people and doing a whole lot of teach me a new word and then let me give you a word I've learned and see if you like me. Basically,
yeah.
Did I say the right word?
How many words can I learn and how much will this race like me? Don't worry about that.
Okay.
that's the most insignificant part because I'm like, oh, every time I do it, I get a level up. And then, you know, I'm learning new words and all that. But it does nothing as far as it may help you a little bit with your relationship. And then you could unlock different missions at the vendor to do. But
okay.
It'll take a while to get to that. You were saying before how there's kind of like no tutorial, which is just kind of true. the main story is basically the tutorial.
Yeah.
So as you're going through, you're basically learning the game, and then when you build a base and you put those different scientists in your base, I don't even know if you've made it that far yet.
No,
but you
I
actually
have
to build different modules inside your base, and then you hire a scientist. You go to the space stations. So you probably run into it where you've talked to an alien, and they're like, "Will you hire me?" And then you can't say yes yet because you don't have the module installed.
Right.
So you've always had to decline it.
I had my first one the other day on that second space station. He's a little bitty frog-looking guy. And
Geck.
He's like, "You really need me to blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Well, this sounds great. I would really like to have him, but the whole thing's grayed out. I can't recruit him." So I was like, "Well, I guess I'm not there yet. I'll wait and see how that's going to come." So,
yeah, you'll have to recruit a scientist, a plant guy, an exocraft guy, and a weapons guy. And then each one of those guys will give you missions that will help you learn more about all of those areas. So the plant person will teach you how to grow the different types of plants, which are all have different functions.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them you just sell for more money, but some of them you use to craft fuel, or some of them you use to craft, you know, some really high, exotic items that you can sell for a lot of money. And when you do that, now you're in freighter territory, because you need a lot of money to purchase a freighter, which is basically like, you know, a base that you can move around and have everything with you at all times.
What's the difference between the two? It's not economies. The two money
currencies.
That's what I was trying to say. Like money sources. What are they called? Currencies. Yeah. What's the difference between the two currencies? I have one that's got like, I don't know, 5 digits or more, and then I got one that is slowly growing. It's got like 3 right now, 3 digits, but it's, you know, it's very low, and I very rarely get anything added to that.
Yeah, there's probably 4 different currencies that actually give you something. The first is your money that you've seen. When you scan anything, you get money, and there'll be upgrades to your multi-tool that will let you get more money every time you scan a plant or an animal.
Oh, okay.
So be on the lookout for that. Sometimes it'll be like plus 1,000% of. So if you're getting like 200, you know, it's not dollars, but 200 credits for scanning something, then you get an upgrade and you can get plus 1,000% on top of that.
Oh, wow.
The second currency is the yellow currency. It's called Quicksilver, and that's the stuff for cosmetics.
That I don't have yet. That hasn't opened up to me yet.
That's, you have 0 of that?
I have 2 things. One looks like a U with a line through it, I think.
That must be the credits, right?
The dollar sign or something. And then there's another one that is that you don't get a lot of for some reason.
Nanites?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Nanites are, it's not really, you don't use it to buy stuff, but you will use it to upgrade things.
Okay.
So, for example, when you get to the anomaly, which doesn't sound like you've been there yet. The anomaly is something you can summon once you've experienced it for the first time, but it's a giant space station, and you can summon it from any system. And when you fly into it, it's basically like a community area. You'll see other active people running around, and you can get missions from the Nexus there. And those missions will give you Quicksilver credits that allow you to unlock some of the cosmetic stuff. But there's also 2 NPCs there that will track how far you've gone, how many warps you've gone, how many systems you've seen, and how many animals, plants, and minerals you've scanned. And when you talk to them, they'll give you a ton of nanites. And the nanites can be used also at the anomaly, which is this giant space station that will allow you to buy different upgrades for your ship, for your exocraft. And then once you get your freighter, it'll allow you to unlock certain features inside your freighter too, like your squadron or even some other rooms and different colors on your freighter.
Well, when will it be where I can hold more stuff?
Yeah. So how many hours do you think you've played?
I think I'm only maybe 4 or 5.
I'm willing to bet if you, the first 1 or 2 warps that you do next, you'll get put in immediately into a firefight, a space fight. And once you complete that space fight, there's going to be a freighter there, and you get your first freighter for free. And you might want to take it. When I say might, because it's completely random what freighter shows up.
Oh, okay.
Some people wait for the big freighters and the ones with a lot of slots. You don't have to take it. But once you get your freighter, then you can build out your storage a little bit better. But you can also build storage at your base right now. I don't know if you've unlocked that portion yet. But once you have your base set up, which sounds like you did, you have a teleporter and everything, you can build up to 10 different storage lockers, which hold, like, I don't know, 40 items each.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then once you're on your freighter, you have access to all of those things anywhere.
Okay.
And then you warp around in your freighter and you feel like, you know,
I will say, yeah, at some point when I was in one of the space stations, it did say, hey, would you like to buy, you know, you could buy an upgrade to your suit, another inventory slot on the suit that you currently have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You should do that in every space station. Every space station will give you that option to buy it.
And oh, okay.
Of course, the more, you only do it once, so you can't go back and do it again, like after you reload. But every time you upgrade, it gets more and more expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the first one's like $500, and the next one, it like jumps to 1,000, and then I think it goes to like 10,000.
Good to know.
Does the currency for upgrading his storage nanites or quicksilver, whatever, is it all?
It was the different? Other one that I had a lot of money for.
Okay, yeah, the credits then.
The basic credits, yeah.
But you said nanites were mostly used for like upgrading stuff, nanites?
Yeah, mostly. Okay. Anything that requires like a different... like you'll unlock the ability to craft a piece for your suit, mm-hmm. and that will cost nanites.
Okay, all right.
It will also there's different other things you can build. So there's a fourth currency, mm-hmm. which doesn't. It's not kind of obvious, but it's in the form of what I think is buried technology. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a currency, but I've seen that.
Yeah, you better just keep an eye out that you want as much of that as possible, because that will allow you to build all the critical things inside your freighter and your
I think
base.
I came across something or it was buried under something that my tool can't do anything with yet.
Yeah, they're almost all in the ground. So you'll need a
geo something.
Something that digs in the ground.
See, I've got that, but there's certain elements. There's certain like bigger rocks that will not break down with what my tool is yet. It needs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You need your advanced mining laser.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't have anything like that yet, and I'm not certain that that's what that is. But I have come across, you know, I've done a scan of the planet, and it's like, okay, that's going to be buried technology. I have to get over there. And sometimes I'm like, ooh, I hope I don't. There was one hole I went down where I was very nervous that I couldn't get back out of.
Yeah, you can always dig up. You can always dig like a tunnel to get up out of whatever. Even if you're in the water, like sometimes you land on an island, mm-hmm. and the cliff will just like drop off, you know, like 100 feet. And you're like, how am I going to get back up here? You can just use your mining laser to kind of dig a tunnel all the way up to the top of where you just landed.
Okay, I think I understand. Yeah, okay, I got you. Instead of pointing straight up, just... point
that's
in
right.
front of you and go.
Just zigzag your way back up.
Just go up that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of, you know, I'm gonna shoot upwards and then I'm going to do a double jump, which I can't do.
This is not Destiny.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'll just mantle through it and I'll be fine.
No, you just deep rock collect that stuff and you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do on it. So what else is going on? Anything else you've been playing? Anything? I saw you where you pre-ordered that Genesis Mini.
I did. October?
October.
October for that. What is there any reason you did it for that? Was there some collection of game? Was it the game collection that was like, I need this? Or was it just because it's a Genesis? Or what was the pull for you?
No reason. I have the NES, the Super NES, and the PlayStation Minis, so I just figured I'd get it. And those are all still in the box. Actually, the Nintendo was not. My wife likes to play Super Mario Brothers, but the rest of them are all still wrapped up, I think. I don't think I've played it, but just to have.
Yeah, I kept the, I got the, is it the Famicom version?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one that's got the colored buttons on it and
red
stuff.
Red, white ones.
Red, Turbo Geek or something?
Red, blue, one? Yellow, and red. Or red, blue, yellow, something else on there. Yeah. Purple, maybe.
No, I was talking about the shell of the Mini itself. Was it the red and white Famicom?
You know, I'm not sure. No, I don't. Maybe it was.
It was solid gray.
Maybe it was. I don't know. It's in the house. I'll have to look it up. But I kept that one in the box. I've got the SNES Mini, and I've got the NES Mini, and I modded the NES Mini right there. I just I went ahead and put everything on there that I could. I've got the Genesis Mini as well. Not this one, obviously.
I got the Genesis Mini. Yeah.
But the first one that they did.
Yeah.
So I still have that.
And I plan on getting the...
Are you going to get this one too?
I'm going to get this one. I had to get it as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two. Yeah.
I didn't even look. What games are on it?
Good God.
It's a list of 50, ain't it?
Afterburner 2, Alien Soldier, Atomic Runner, Bonanza Brothers, Clay Fighter, Crusader of Sentry, Desert Strike, Return to the Gulf. I actually remember playing that. Earthworm Jim 2, that one as well. Elemental Master, Fatal Fury 2, Gain Ground, Golden Axe 2, Granada, Hellfire, Herzog's Zwei, Lightning Force, Quest for the Dark Star, Midnight Resistance, Outrun, Outrunners, Phantasy Star 2, Populous. That was interesting to see Populous on there.
Populous,
Rainbow Islands Extra, Ranger X, Rystar, Rolling Thunder 2, Shadow Dancer, The Secret of Shinobi, Shining Force 2, Shining in the Darkness, Sonic 3D Blast, Splatterhouse 2.
That's going to be the money one.
What else? Streets of Rage 3, Super Hang-On, Super Street Fighter 2, The Ooze, The Revenge of Shinobi, Toe Jam and Earl, Truxton, Vector Man 2. That was kind of cool to see that that's on there.
The Sega CD stuff on this too?
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Yes. Echo the Dolphin is the Sega CD version. Echo the Tides of Time is the Sega CD version. Final Fight CD. Night Trap is on there. Sewer Shark is on there. Virtual Racing, Viewpoint. What else do we have?
All right, so this is by far like the best mini I think that's ever.
Yeah,
been
you heard.
Released,
yeah,
right?
Sonic.
Stock.
Yeah, Sonic 3D Blast, but they also have Sonic CD on there as well.
Yeah,
and Ninja Warriors also. Silphied is on there. So yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of games. Oh, whole bunch. October the 27th is when it launches. So, did you pick it up off of Amazon? Did you put that pre-order in there?
Yeah, it looks like I pre-ordered on July 14th, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it did get released, and then it was pulled, and then they put it back. What?
Your favorite date.
Oh, it is July 14th. That's Con Air Day. Yeah. So, yeah, Genesis, I don't know. I was like, ooh, it's $100. And I was like, all right, $99. That's fine. I put it in there and it's like, oh yeah, it's coming from Japan. Here's a $25 or $30 shipping fee on it. It's like, well, now it's crossed now it's crossed a line.
Oh, I see. $21.99. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you already pre-ordered it. Sorry. Well, of course, you know, you can cancel it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna.
But no, Vampire Survivors is the other thing, which I saw you playing too.
Oh yeah, I'm loving that one. How did you go 30 minutes and get to level 300? Almost 500?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yep. Yeah, that was the last achievement. So on the last update before the patch, they released 3-1, they released a new character, the Queen. And then they part of getting the Queen is you have to unlock, I think, everything.
Oh, wow.
So I had to do that. I hadn't done that yet, so I had to get a bunch of weapons and characters. And then once I had her, she's, like, unstoppable. So I that was my first time playing with her, too, but that's the last achievement is to defeat 100,000 enemies in a single play. So I used the Queen to do it, and... And that was it. Yeah, 30 minutes, 120,000 enemies, level 299, something like that.
Yeah. I think I barely get to... I know I crossed 50. I was looking at my guy last night when I was playing. I did it on my second run. I was looking, and I was like, okay, I'm past level 50 now as I'm moving, you know, into this thing. And I don't know. There's probably another 10 minutes left in the game.
You know what the trick is, right?
No, I don't.
Best two combo weapons in the game is the Infinite Corridor and the Crimson Shroud.
Those are made from what?
So you need the it's like a leaf.
The spinach?
It's not spinach. No, it's a weapon. I don't know what it evolves, but it when you first look at it, you're like, oh, I don't need that. I'm not going to use this piece of crap.
Is it a clover? Weapon. Well, that's not a weapon. That's a buff.
That's a buff. It's a weapon, and it once you have the weapon, then you need to get the left and right arrows, which are usually on opposite sides of the map, and then get everything to level 9 and then evolve it. And it becomes the Crimson Shroud. And then the same thing for the Infinite Corridor. You need the staff that slows things down, I forget what it's called.
Oh, is that the clock land? The clock thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct. And then you get both rings, the silver ring and the gold ring, and you again get them to level 9, evolve it, and then you have the Infinite Corridor. Yeah.
Have you ever picked up something called a laurel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It says Crimson Shroud is an evolved laurel. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
And when you just pass by it, you're like, oh, this thing stinks. I'm not going to use it. Like, why would I? Because I think all it does is make you invincible for like a certain amount of time. I think that's its power. It doesn't really hurt anybody.
Oh,
it just
puts
a little shield on.
Yeah, you get a shield. Yeah, okay. I've done that. Yeah.
It says a laurel, Metaglio left and Metaglio right.
Yep. Revolution. Those are the arrows. So, and the trick there is you need a arcane card that pulls all of those items towards you instantly every 2 minutes. So every 2 minutes, it will pull any droppable item right next to you. So if there's any update, like if you're just flying around and you're gathering coins or orbs,
yeah,
it'll put all the orbs in a circle around you, and it'll put all the items that have dropped out of chests or anything next to you.
Wow.
But so if there's pre-established items in the map, it's going to also pull them right next to you immediately.
Yeah, because they're just sitting out. They're just sitting out there.
If you don't have it, then you have to travel to literally the furthest points of the map to get all four of those items, which takes, you know, like 5 minutes to go to one corner. Then you have
it
to
does. It takes a long time. I did that. I was doing that yesterday in the library. I went from one end of the map to the other, getting all these other things. I unlocked the witch with her cat. And
yeah, I don't like her.
I unlocked the priest who, I unlocked him too.
The slow guy with the garlic?
No. The guy with the Bible.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
I can't remember what his name is. Yeah, I got through a lot with him.
Demario?
Bible is one of my favorite. That's like a must-have weapon.
That is amazing. When I finally evolved that to what it needed to be, man, that was cool. It's just, you are, even before the evolution, once you max out the Bible, it is just, it's like what you used to do as a kid where you just wave your arms and move forward. Like, if you get in my way, it's just going to get you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, because it just goes around you the entire time. Yep. So, yeah. God, really, really enjoy that. And I want to put more time into it, but I got bounty hoarding to do. So that'll be what
I
do.
That's my deck game.
Huh?
It's so nice. I said that's my deck game.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Steam Deck.
Runs
yeah.
so nice on the deck.
Anything new you're looking forward to? Anything you're going to be picking up this week or recently?
I'm starting a new game tonight, Evil Within. I've never played it.
Oh, okay.
I need to get on that franchise.
You played that, right?
Yeah, I played Evil Within.
Yeah.
It was really involved. You know, it's not the, it's a survival horror thing, but the pace of it is just, it's a nice, steady, constant pace.
Same guy that made Resident Evil, I thought?
I think the original. In there, yeah.
The original, yeah.
But you talk about real, resource management. I mean, you really have. It's not like the latest Resident Evil, where you know bullets are like flowing like water out there. No, you really have to think about your resources. About any enemy you face, every time at least in my playthrough, every enemy I came across is like, do I really have to fight here? Is there any way I can go around? Because I need to save these bullets and I need to save these matches. I need to save everything I can, because it's better to have it not needed than need not
see,
have it.
That's what I feel like playing No Man's Sky right now.
Yeah.
I get something. I don't know what I got to do with it, but can I get rid of it? I don't know.
Well, no, in this case, you know exactly what these things are for, but you have to make that judgment call every time. Should I really use this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Should I? Because, That's the thing that stuck out to me about this game, because after so much survival horror where survival wasn't really the problem, it was just taking out the enemies.
Yeah.
And this one, yeah, it is survival because you got to manage your resources carefully in Evil Within.
Well, there's a tip for you as you start out, man.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. And also, there's, I don't know if you're aware of this, RJ, but there was an FPS mode for the Game Pass version of the game. Did you play it that way?
No, it was over the shoulder for me.
Okay.
Playing that one, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of jealous because the Steam version, I guess, doesn't have that mode.
That's weird.
It's very weird. But it's on Game Pass, and I was like actually considering just like signing up and playing that. But there's also, I can bring up the console and put it in the first-person mode.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to play it through in first-person mode. I played the intro, just like walking area, and I hadn't gotten anywhere into the story, but just wanted to see how stable it was and how it looked. And it seems okay, but that's one of the complaints I had with the franchise, is that the controls are very clunky.
Yeah. Did you play the sequel, RJ?
I've got the sequel, but I didn't get to play it yet.
Okay.
In fact, there was a little bit I haven't finished in the first one yet. I got a good little ways in there, but it's one of those mini things that I haven't
Oh, you never actually completed it. Okay.
Yeah, but I've got two though. But because I was having such a good time with the first one, I went ahead and got the sequel. And then later on the DLC came out and I started picking that up too. So it's rather piecemeal way I was getting it all together. But this is one of those things I got to finish. But with you talking about it, Steve, I got to that reminds me, I got to go finish what I started with the worst one. Yeah.
Got to get that completionist in.
Oh, God. You're talking to a completionist right here. This guy. whether it be the PlayStation trophies. I guess it started with Xbox or PlayStation? Or has it always been Steam?
PlayStation. It started there.
It started there? Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure.
In fact, I was pissed because I guess there's a Resident Evil 8 update coming. And they just released like 3 new achievements or maybe 6. I don't know. But it dropped my perfect games number, so I had to like figure out like why my number went down. I'm like, what?
That's
got
to be annoying, hasn't it? When they add achievements to a game,
that's like every week with Vampire Survivors.
Oh yeah, no, that's always gonna happen.
Yeah, that's kind of typical though with DLC. They always add some, in my kids, I always see them some extra achievements when put out there.
Destiny hasn't added anything since the console.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, let me ask you a question. Since you go for the achievements, whatnot. What's the most annoying achievement you ever had to go through to get?
Oh, well, there's a. You know what? It's funny. You're just talking Destiny.
Yeah.
The most annoying one ever was the first game, Destiny, on PlayStation, going through the raid without anybody dying.
Oh, a flawless raid.
Yeah, that took me. Because to get a party, there's no matchmaking, right? So you have to figure that out offline to the game. And then once you have a group of people, like somebody developed a website to just matchmake for Destiny.
Yep.
There was nothing.
I remember that.
There's no way to link up with anybody.
I used that back in the day.
And then once you think you have your squad, you know, and then somebody dies, it's like, okay, guys, we're going through this, you know, flawlessly. And then somebody dies and like the jumping part you have to start all over again. So that sticks out to me as the most annoying thing ever, just because I couldn't control the outcome of it. It had to be, you know,
other people. It's not on you. It's someone else. And let me ask you, if someone disconnected accidentally or something,
that counts as a
death.
Yeah.
Oof.
We were trying to do a flawless run on ours, and one of the runs that we were trying to say, look, we're not planning to go flawless, but so far nobody's died, so you know, let's make sure we do this.
Okay.
But so we were doing jumping stuff, right? Somebody was falling, and as soon as they did, they would leave the fire team before the wipe.
Okay.
So that it wouldn't count towards everybody else.
Okay.
That means that, you know, if you're still flawless through it, you're still going to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, then, you know, if you wipe, then, you know, you wipe. So yeah. they would somehow disconnect, get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, Alt F5 or whatever it is to leave the game so that they wouldn't ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah.
It came down to like me and somebody else who still had gone flawlessly. And one of the other guys died on something who had already tried to disconnect, But they died again, and it didn't matter after that point. And I was like, you know, I'm fine with that. I was, this was too tense as it was when it was getting down to just a few of us left. Yeah. And so I was like, I don't want to even, it's fine. I play better when I'm not back against the wall and feeling the pressure of something outside to do whatever. So
But I can see why that would be annoying. I mean, you could be perfect through everything else, but it's something that's completely out of your hands. You have to rely on everybody else.
You do. It's one of those things. And a lot of teams will just, if that happens, a lot of teams will say, okay, let's start over. Because they will blatantly, like, we're doing a flawless run. We're setting aside the time to do a flawless run. Mm-hmm. If you die, just start back over, that sort of thing. Let's all get into it to do it.
Yeah.
Some have, some haven't, but yeah. Anyway, hey, man, it's good talking to you. I've been waiting to hear from you ever since I started playing No Man's Sky. Is there anything, by the way, before I let you go, is there any way to meet up in that game somehow to where you can, like, drop off stuff that you don't need anymore or give it to me that I can sell or something like that?
No. I've been waiting for you to come on again. The only time I saw you on, I was in the middle of trying to track down my S-Class freighter. So I was like, ah, crap. Do I join Scott or do I continue my quest? But, I can come in. In fact, if that's the cool thing about the game is a bunch of friends and I have bases, like, all near each other.
Yeah.
Even if we're not in the same, one of our instances, we can still see each other in the game.
Okay.
Like, that's, it's not like you'll be invisible, but there's drop in, drop out, as long as you have it selected in your game that anybody can come in.
Well, maybe I'll fire it up a little bit tonight and see if I can find you. I know you'll be doing other things. I know you're doing Evil Within, but
hey, I still got to log in and send my frigates out for tonight. So,
Well, hit me up on Discord. If you don't see me out there, hit me up and I'll just pop in.
Roger that.
All right, dude. Take care.
All right, see you, Scott. See you,
man.
Yeah, take care now.
Hey, Josh, we're going to take a break here, and we come back, we'll bring you in, okay?
No problem.
All right. This is music now from, this is the BBC Proms, the London Philharmonic Orchestra playing a selection of tracks from Shadow of the Colossus. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat right after this, he said, as the music. There it goes. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from the BBC Proms. It is Final Fantasy VIII. Some selection from that, done by the London Philharmonic. Kingdom Hearts will be the track that plays us out later on after this segment. Welcome back, and we got Josh on Discord there, hanging out with us as well. Just looking through some of the news here real quick to hit. We talked about the Genesis Mini 2. Elden Ring did a really good job there. They topped 16.6 million copies worldwide in sales. which is fantastic for something like that. I mean, got to be the best. It's got to be the most successful From Software game, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which makes me wonder how successful their next game will be, because you've got the momentum from this. You've now built a base of players and fans and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of folks, this is their first From game.
Yes. Yeah, so. And they may be going back to the other ones, or they may be completely oblivious that other ones exist.
I've heard a lot of folks wanting a Bloodborne remaster or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I barely even played that game, and I want a remaster of that.
Yeah.
That's as far as the setting and aesthetic, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I did play a tiny little bit of that.
Yeah.
Very tiny bit of that. Let's see. What else do we have? We got Diablo 4. They kind of explained how seasons will work and that there's no pay to win, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Sunsoft is now going to be making games again or publishing games again. I guess some kind of retro thing for that. Dead Island 2 showed up on some Amazon leaks there, or at least an Amazon shopping page, which we haven't heard from that game in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
God, I was still going to E3s whenever they showed off that game.
Is it? Yeah, isn't that part of Embracer now as well?
Probably. Yeah, I think it is. I really think it is. Let's see. There's a game sale. There's a games under $20 sale on the PlayStation Store right now, if you're curious about that. We're getting a Tales from the Borderlands follow-up in October. By the way, this now is the engineer to call. Can you run with this, RJ? You and Josh? Okay. I gotta go fix a problem.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, we were talking about the sales and video game news and everything like that. But you said have you played Bloodborne?
Oh yeah, I mm-hmm. platinumed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did play the that game, and I was thinking about the people wanting the remake of that. Now, I haven't finished the thing yet. I didn't get to play the DLC. It's one of those things I bought piecemeal after the fact. But like Scott was saying, with the base that From Software has with Elden Ring, I'm thinking that thing's going to get more momentum. That might be the next. It could be the next thing to come out from them.
Yeah, the question is if either they'll remake the game, which I can't doubt. They didn't really do much in terms of remakes before FromSoft.
Mm-hmm.
Or if perhaps Bluepoint does the remake.
Yeah, because they did the Demon's Souls one, which I haven't been able to pick up yet either. I mean, I've played a little bit of it. I played a little bit of it, and it does look fantastic on the PS5. I don't know if they'll be able to do that for Bloodborne as well.
And they have the talent for sure.
And they have shown it, yeah. He did mention Dead Island as well. I don't think I played that in a very long time. But
that's forever ago, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only thing that gets me about that game was the fact that weapons degraded so fast. Like two good hits with the weapon, and all of a sudden, it's like nowhere near as effective as it used to be.
Yeah, that's why I also didn't get along very well with Breath of the Wild.
Oh, Breath of the Wild does that as well. I thought it wouldn't have anything issues like that.
No, Breath of the Wild introduced weapon degrading, and I tried it a little bit and wasn't a big fan of it.
Hmm. I mean, was it as bad as Dead Island? Like, after one battle, you have to give it up or get it fixed or something like that?
It depended on the weapon a little bit. Obviously, a branch breaks easier than a sword.
Okay.
They didn't last very long.
Oh, great. But I don't think anything's going to outdo the level of degradation that Dead Island 2 did. I mean, I hope they never bring that back again.
Yeah, that in Dead Island, it felt very survival mechanics, how quick this stuff mm-hmm. degraded. Yeah.
All right, I jump back in. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about some of the mechanics of... I didn't know Breath of the Wild had degrading weaponry.
It does.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I hate that, but it does. That's not one of that mechanic is one of the worst I think has ever come around.
I think we just established the worst weapon degrading mechanic ever implemented was in Dead Island. I had one weapon I spent so much time building up over and over and over again,
yeah.
But two good hits on a zombie skull and that thing was degrading.
See, mine badly. Was the one I first started using that with, or the first game that I noticed that with and where I hated it was Xbox 360. It wasn't a launch title. It was Xbox 360. It was Dead Rising.
Mm-hmm.
and where you just had tons and tons of zombies.
Yeah.
But your weapon would not last, you know, it would degrade over time. Or you could do something to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, or repair it, or I don't want to say empower it, but you know what I'm saying? Like enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reinforce it, I suppose.
Yeah,
to
reinforce.
Give it. But it would still, it's like, hey, it's reinforced, but it's still going to over time, over use, degrade as it goes on.
Yeah.
Made a little bit of sense, I suppose, with Dead Rising, but I don't remember a Zelda game ever having that other than Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
It may have in other previous games, but yeah. Not a fan of the degrading mechanic of things.
Speaking of breaking things, Scott, did you see or hear the trailer for Recreation?
Oh, we talked about it last week.
Then I missed that.
Yeah. Yep, we talked about it last week and watched the trailer again last night.
I figured you'd be very excited about
that. I'm excited. It's Three Fields Entertainment, former folks that worked on Burnout, and they also did Dangerous Driving and all that stuff that we did where it's cars going very fast and crashing. And so, and the crash physics and everything else are very good. The Recreation trailer, I saw a lot of the creation part of the title. I didn't see a lot of rec with the title. And I'm hoping, and again, this was just an announcement trailer. This thing is probably not due out until next year. And they've got plenty of more time to show us more stuff. And I wait to see what that's going to be because I do want to see more of that game. That's... Out of that entire THQ presentation, man, I just walked away with like, yay, Recreation. I hope it's good. It's a really nice trailer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the editing and setup and everything else, great. In the showing us what exactly is going on, not so good. Really was tough explaining like, okay, well then how does this work? Is this a track you build and you play on? Is it a track that's there and you can edit already? Is it live? It looks like it's live editing while people are racing, but how does that work? I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of looked like, I imagine it works a little bit like there one player is making the track as people are playing on the map.
Possibly. Who wants to do that, though?
Oh, there are some people out there that would enjoy that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. You've seen the Trackmania stuff, which is what it kind of looked like. It looked like Trackmania and Burnout had a baby.
Yeah, basically.
So I'm interested to see where they go with it and what happens, but yeah, I was all over that. I know Matt, he's in Discord, but he's busy right now. I saw him playing the Spider-Man game on PC, so he finally got to play that. I'm really loving the fact that Sony's putting their games out there on PC now. I know it's kind of delayed, and I get that, but I'm glad that they are eventually coming. Apparently, people went into the guts of that thing and found that they may actually be working on their own PC game launcher from Sony. And also that Spider-Man is like the second biggest launch for a PlayStation game on PC. I would imagine the first being, what, God of War maybe? I've got the article.
Yeah, well, there aren't that many games out yet, to be
there's
honest.
There's not. Let's see. Yeah, God of War had 73,000 players, and Spider-Man got to 66,000 players. So, yeah. And apparently it's really good. I watched the Digital Foundry did their little, you know, here's what's going on with the Sony game and stuff. It looks really, really good. So, yeah.
Yeah, from what I heard, the Sony PC games are a little bit hardware hungry.
Probably. I don't
like,
doubt that.
Steam Decks have a little bit of a problem with the Spider-Man game, last I heard.
But you can still play it on Steam Deck. So,
yeah.
You know, might have to drop... God, it's looking really nasty outside.
It's too too fast forward or something?
It's too demanding, yeah. I mean, you really got to lower the settings, I suppose, to get something good out of it.
Yeah.
But
high-speed swinging is out of them.
Well, maybe that, but it's a big city that it has to load in.
Yeah,
and all those rays that need to be traced.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Stupid traced rays.
Yeah, because I'm remembering playing Spider-Man like those speed missions. You got to get to this location in under 30 seconds, and the stuff you got to do to get there. So,
yeah, stuttering is not a good thing to have. And I don't know what kind of experience people have had with the Steam Deck on there, but yeah. So,
I was looking at that recreation trailer you were talking
about.
Yeah, it's like, it reminds me a little bit of a Split Second. Because someone could change something on the track while you're trying to get from one end to the other.
I was meaning not only just the presentation, but there's a nice little audio track that goes with it too that kind of excels it, or at least selling it as more than what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it comes in as this, like, what is this? It's going in slow motion. There's this interesting music track playing underneath. What are they trying to convey? And then, of course, it all kicks in and, you know, you see some speed, but you rarely see any wrecks, which is what I'm really curious about. And maybe the tech isn't there yet with them, or they're not ready to show off that tech just yet as to how detailed their wrecks are, or how it all works and that sort of thing.
I just saw people putting giant cows and rubber ducks and...
I know.
And then the thing looked like something out of Six Flags. Near the end.
I'm curious as to how that old thing works. I need to see more gameplay.
Old title back in the day, Hard Driving from Atari.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard Driving. I always tried to get to the loop.
Yeah.
Failed the loop. Yeah, I always did too. Yeah. Josh, or Gamescom, is that over in your neck of the woods?
It's a bit away.
Oh, okay. It's coming up, though. Is that this week?
It's next weekend, I think.
Next weekend. Okay. I don't know if it was this week or next week.
Since I am still in the probation phase and can't really take a vacation, especially this month, I will not be going.
Is that something you go to? I remember you saying you did.
I probably wouldn't have gone anyways, because the last time I went there was terribly full.
Probably not now, given restrictions on, you know, COVID protocols and everything else.
Yeah, that's fair, but right now I'd rather not go to big conventions.
I get it. Hey, Josh, time got away from me here. We got less than a minute left. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank Steve for joining us. Thanks to Kessler who called in. Thanks to Chris. I know we tried to get to you, man. It sounded like you were talking on your phone to somebody else, though. Not sure what was going on there. But thanks, Josh. Take care.
Take care as well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep,
that is going to wrap it up for us. Thank you all for joining in. Thanks for everybody who is in the chat room as well. I would love to do a rundown. Bama Brian, Commander Root, Drunk Degenerates, Duke Frugum, Erica Finber, Evans, Poser Boy the Second, Rooster Tax, and True Dalbert in there. Lots of weird names. But anyway, here is music from Kingdom Hearts as done by the London Philharmonic. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.